Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Yevamis Daf Yud Gimel, and we are on the last full daf here in the second parak of Masechet Yevamis, parak Ketzad. Ketzad Eish Zachav Shel Hayah Ba'al Amah. Remember, we discussed in the first mishnah of the parak, discussed the last case of the 15 cases in the first mishnah in Yevamis. But now we've been talking about cases where not just Yibum and not just Kiddushim, but a Safek, right? So we're up to the mishnah here, Yud Beis and Mabeis. We're talking about a case where there were two men that were each Makadesh, a woman, one of two sisters, but they didn't know which one they were Makadesh. So we have Shnayim Shekichu Shtei Achios, as we had in the previous Mishnah. Two men, they were Makadesh, two sisters. They don't know which sister they were Makadesh. So, Lechatchila, again, once you reach this situation, it's best for each of them to give a get. If they both died, then each brother has to do Chalitza. If they have two brothers, then one could do Chalitza, one could do Yibum, we said. And if there are two brothers, so then the first ones could do Chalitza, and then Chalitza and Yibum. Again, once Chalitza is done, then Yibum would be okay in those situations, because Bimanashach, either the Yibum is taking place to the Yavama, or even if this was Acho Zukukaso, it's no longer Acho Zukukaso because the Chalitza had been done. So either way, you're safe, right? That's the case. So now the Gemara says, what happens if the two men who were each Makadesh one sister, who they don't remember which one it was, they each have two brothers. They each have two brothers. So then what is one supposed to do in this situation? So Lezesh Shnayim or Lezesh Shnayim, right? Yud Beis Mabeis. So then Achiv Sholzeh, we said Chalitza has to be done first. So one, let's say Reuven has two brothers and Naphtali has two brothers. So Reuven's two brothers, one of Reuven's brothers does Chalitza to one woman. One of Naphtali's brothers does Chalitza to another woman. So far, that's what we do. Achav Sholzeh Cholitz La'achas, V'achav Sholzeh Cholitz La'achas. And then the respective brothers could flip and do Yibum to the other woman. Because again, either way, this is Chalitza has been done by somebody. And my brother got the wrong one, so then I'm getting the right one with Yibum. So Mimanashach, it's gonna be okay. So as long as one of the brothers does Chalitza first, and then their brother could do Yibum on the other woman. Right? And therefore that would be okay. Kadm Mushtaim Vachotzolo Yimu, if two brothers, let's say Reuven and Shimon and Levi, two brothers of one brother that died, they both did Chalitza to the two sisters. So lo yimor shnayim, the other two just can't do Yibum. Meaning Yibum only works if one brother did Chalitza, and then for the other brother, the other was they got Chalitza done. Not two paternal brothers. Why? Because then if they both did Chalitza, so then but the other maybe they this other woman is really the Zakuk. And obviously, she is the kuka of one of them, and therefore, if one of the other two brothers do Yibum, but maybe the first one doing Yibum, is really hitting his achos, zukukaso. And therefore, you can't just say, oh, two chalitzas were done, so they now do two Yibums. You can only do two Yibums after two chalitzas were done by two brothers who are not, the brothers of one brother. Rather, do chalitza, and then Yibum, and then you'll be safe. Because again, either this is the right woman, or it's not an achos anymore because the other brother had taken care of the Zika. But both, as we said, if they both did Yibum, we let them stay married. Because by now, it is only a suffix and it might have been undone anyway with the Yibum of the brother. Good. And about this case, to contrast what we did yesterday, Lazel Lishnayim, Lazel Lishnayim, Hadad Adamar Miyisrael, this is only by Yisrael. Unlike the previous cases where even a Kohen family could take part, this is by Yisrael. That after the two brothers do Chalitza, the other two brothers could do Yibum. That would be okay. Aval b'Kohanim Aser. But by Kohanim it's Aser. Why? Because, we're going to say they both do Yibum, but if the woman that I'm doing Yibum to is really a Chalitza, then I'm not allowed to marry this woman if I'm a Kohen. Right? Two brothers did Chalitza, now the other two brothers could do Yibum. So when the Mishnah says that, that's only by a Yisrael family. But by a Kohen family, that can't be, because if the previous Chalitza was true, that the brother that did Chalitza to this woman that I'm about to Yibum with got the right woman, and she's considered a Chalitza, so there's an Issur Rabbanan for a Kohen to be with a Chalitza. And therefore, this part of the Mishnah would not apply. You see the Karbana Eidah. What if they got married? The Mishnah says they get to stay married. What do you mean? Safik chalutza. So that's a safik derabanan. Safik derabanan. It's not a safik ishus ish, as we'll have soon. Safik chalutza that already got married, we allow him to stay married. V'yafagav says the carbon eight on the bottom. V'yafagav the safik chalutza lo gazur rabanim la asra la kohen. And even though safik chalutza is able to stay married, but that's only the evet. Dafka bit the evet. Abalachat chila af the safik chalutza gazur rabanan. If somebody does Savi Chalutza, that you don't say, oh, Savi Drabanan, you could violate. No, that's only me, that's only, if somebody, if I have a piece of, food, I'm not sure if it's also Drabanan or it's kosher. I'm not allowed to, that's not a case where I'm allowed. If I ate it, so then, okay, so we can talk about no kapara needed, even if it was a Vali Drabanan maybe, but, Lechachila, no, Hilkach, and Kadm of a Kanso, Afilu Shtem Kohan, and Mimosim Yadan. Right, if they both did yibum, then they get to stay married. The kolecha lo nasa ela savik halutza umisveika lo mafkina minei. Misveika, we won't ruin the marriage, undo the marriage, but lachachila not, and that's why the halacha of yibimu shnehem only applies to Yisraelim and not to Kohanim. Good. Once we're on this case of, okay, b'dieved, we let him stay, so we get to some yisodos of yibum, which could have been placed elsewhere, but it has a parallel in the bidyevet state. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. There's a mitzvah for the older, maybe oldest brother, to do yibum. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. V'im kadam ha-katan zacha. But if the katan did it, zacha, right? He's a zachalo, and he gets to stay married. Hanita, what's the source for the gadol? We'll see in the Gemara. Hanita ala shivcha v'nishtachara. If there are rumors that a man is being mezana with a shivcha is shivcha kenanis, and then later on vishtacharuha, then she is freed and becomes a full Jew. Could he marry her? There were rumors that they were doing something even beforehand. Vishtachara, or valanachas v'nisgaira, or there are rumors about a Jew who might have been having a relationship with a non-Jew, and then she converts. So then the halacha is midrabanan. We don't allow them to get married. Looks bad. V'nisgaira, hareze lo yichnos. We don't allow them to get married. Lo yichnos. The Gemara says, and the Mefarshim here quoted, Mishum Laz, because of you're not allowed to do things that make people talk about you. Even though they have a responsibility of being Dalan Kavschus, right? They have a chiyuv mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah saseh to be Dalan Kavschus. But from the one who's being viewed's perspective, he has we each have that chiyuv. The other people have dalakav schus chiyev, and I have a chiyev, not to make things look bad, not to do things that are marasai, not to look things that are motzi las. Right, the carbon eda, shalo yomru emes haya hakol arishon. Ah, you see, he's marrying her now. Right, she converted, he's marrying her. Hareze lo yechnos. Vim kanas ein motzi emiyado. If they did get married, then they get to stay married, because again, it was a rumor. We'll see what rumor means. But it's a safek at most, maybe a drabanan. Therefore, they could stay married. Hanitan alishas ish. But if there is a rumor about an ashes, this is a married woman, and then the husband divorced this woman who there were rumors about, so then could her potential boel marry? So we know when a woman is mezana, there's an echad lebaal, echad lebaal. She has to get divorced. If she was mezana willingly, she has to get divorced for her husband, and she's usher forever to the adulterer. So echad lebaal, echad lebaal. So in this case, where it's a suffix ashes ish, we will not allow them to get married or stay married. Right? Even if they would be married, yotzi, because that's a savi daraisa. Right? The karbana eda to be daraisa, suranami laboel, the darshinan venitma venitma shte pamim, echel baal, the echel laboel. Very important halachas that we have here. So says the Gemara, going back to the first one. Mitzvah la gadol liyabim. It's a mitzvah for the gadol, the oldest brother, liyabim. Vim kadam akadan zacha, but if the younger one does it zacha, v'chola. Where's the source for that? Mitzvah b'gadol liyabim, shene emar, v'haya ha-bachor asher teled. It says in Parshas Kiseitze, ha-bachor asher teled, the bachor that will, Parshas, the bachor that will be born. The child that will be born, yakum al-shem achiv ames, right, will take the place of the dead brother. So the Gemara says, who does that really talking about? Ha-bachor asher teled. Even if you read it quickly, you just think about it's the kid. The kid will be, but that doesn't fit, because then it shouldn't say achiv hames. What are we talking about? In binolad, we're talking about the one that was born, the baby that will be born. Yomar karaya yakum al shem. Add in a word, achi aviv hames. That it should be, he will be called by his uncle's name, achi, right? Because the baby is taking place of his dead uncle, his father's brother. So what do you mean? Al shem achiv hames. Shal al shem achi aviv hames. Ella, what's the other possibility? Maybe it means Ella Achi Hanolad Bechor. Maybe the mitzvah of Yibum is only if he never had children, right? If this is really his, this is the firstborn. But if he had children and they predeceased him, so maybe there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yibum. Even at the moment that he died, they wouldn't have children. Maybe that's how we should understand the pasuk. Ela achi yehe hanolad bechor. Maybe the nolad achi bechor, there were no children in the past. But then, me'ata filu ha'ilo banav amesu. If we understand it that way, then as we just said, even if he had had children and they died, v'achar kach me'isu lo tia ishto zakugol yibam. And that's not true. V'yomer, so v'yomer kraya ubanim lo hayulo. Because then the pasuk should have said, he never had. What does the pasuk say? Uben ein lo. Sounds like present. Right? Ubanim lo hayulo. That would mean that he never had. So, it doesn't work to understand this habachar about the child. So therefore, ela emeinu inyan lenolad, even though it's not smooth how to read the pasuk, pashup shan, but if it's not talking about the nolad, today we'll inyan lemiyabim, we're talking about the brother himself. The miyabim, the yavam, mitzvah bagadol liyabim. Mitzvah bagadol liyabim, he's the one that, does yibam. Hagadol. The Bavli says, chavdal adam an aleph, this is the only exception to the rule of Eina Mikri Yosem Edei Pshuto. That's the Yisod in the Bavli. La'olam Afagav, says Rava. Afagav the Bechala Torah Kula Eina Mikri Yosem Edei Pshuto. Hacha Asik Zereshava Afikte Mipashte Lagamre. And has a similar Shaka V'tayin Limudim. This is Pashup. What's the Pashup shot? The baby. HaBechor Asher Teleid. But Chazal are okay. This is the only example of Eina Mikri Yosem Edei Pshuto. There is no pshat, right? The Ramban points out in Sefer HaMitzvos, Chazal don't say Eina Mikra El Pshuto. It's Eina Mikra Yosem Edei Pshuto, which means there are many levels of interpretation. Not that pshat is the only level. Eina Mikra El Pshuto doesn't say that. Eina Mikra Yosem Edei Pshuto means there has to be the pshat plus other levels of interpretation that are added on. But this is the only pasuk that there is no pshat. Eina Mikra Yosem Edei Pshuto, that's what the Gemara says. And we have a number of discussions in various mitzvahs. I'll come up with another, example. There is a, Minchas Chinuch in Vayikra on Lifnei Iver, Minchas Chinuch. Lifnei Iver about, you know, we know, what is Lifnei Iver lo tzidei michshol? So the Gemara gives examples of Lifnei Iver, one of two ideas. Either facilitating someone doing an Avera, right? And, I'm not allowed to, you know, the cases of Aver min achai to a guy and Yayin lenazir. So I'm not allowed to, facilitate anyone doing an Avera. And of course, giving bad advice. Giving bad advice is also Lifnei Iver lo tzidei michshol. Lifnei Misha Suma Bidavar, in front of someone who is a Suma who doesn't know, so then I'm not allowed to give bad advice. But ask the Minchas Chinuch. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, and what about putting a rock in front of a blind man? What about that? That's not included. That's for sure usser. That's definitely a violation of V'yatul Rechal Kamocha. Maybe there's a Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says that's the mucker for the Isser of Hezek. Right? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah don't damage. It says don't steal, don't kill, don't wound. Right, doesn't say anywhere, don't damage. That's discussed in all the Rishonim. Right, what's the source in the Torah for the Isra? The Torah says you have to pay for damages. But maybe it's like a loan. I borrow money from you, I have to pay. I damage you. That instinctively, we know this. There's got to be an Isra there. But, so the Lifnei Iver, the Yad Ramah, I think about Basra says, that's the mucker for the Isra of Hezek. But says the Menchas Chinuch here in Reish Lamed Beis, he says, it sounds like it doesn't apply. Why? Because they don't quote the halacha of putting a rock in front of a blind man. You're a bad guy. Maybe you'll get other averas, but you're not going to get this avera. Right? You don't get, malchus because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. What do you mean lav she'ein b'maisa? You put the rock there. It's a lav she'ish b'maisa. V'im ze gamkein nechla b'lav hare ze yish b'maisa. V'idu sover tekiva de yachol aver b'li maisa ein lokin. And I, what about the yisod big sugya? Maybe if you could do an avera without a maisa, then even if you did a maisa, you're not going to get malchus. Kvar kasavti kama pa'amim b'shem shara melech Dim davar ze e efshar laver bli maisav e maisav alokin mikamakam lo yadati kiva de mavur biyavam estaf chav dalid the bechadar kol ani megib they pshuta chol biyazav ayah bachar shar teled the chasad of kozar gemara vakavana kasav haraban sefer hamitzvus tainu gam pshuto nidrash af shekam advarim near mizu chutz bipazik ze daakrina me pshuta legamrei. Imkain kani hida hanirmas bo ms lo kemo hakusib bitstukim yemach shemam hamafarshim kipshuto mikol makom din zegam kim ms to also lahachshil haiver velo yadati min nalan deze hamafurish eno bchalav. He leaves the bitzarachian. Is a bitzarachian. Now why don't they count the pashup shot? Says the klayakar before the minchas chinuch. The klayakar took over after the maharal. They overlapped a little bit in Prague. Minchas chinuch was 1800s. So says the Menchas, says the Kleyakar, keep reading the Pasuk. Lifne Iver, Lisitin Mikshav, Yeresam Elokecha, Ani Hashem. To put a, what does that always mean? Ani Hashem? Even though you think nobody else realizes, I know. That's what Yeresam Elokecha, Ani Hashem often means. To put a rock in front of a blind man, you don't have to be the world's greatest chacham to know that what you're doing is wrong. So, Yeresam Elokecha, Ani Hashem is megale that the Pasuk is not talking about something that's simple. Of putting the rock. Bad advice. Oh, nobody knows except Hashem. So the Pashup Shat, if you read the whole Pasuk, says the Klei Yakar is giving bad advice or facilitating the Aveira. It can't be talking about putting the rock because that's obvious and the Pasuk wouldn't be modifying the Aresa Me'alokecha. Okay. There is another, I saw in the Halacha Lemoshe in the back, he just discusses, the Gemara is suggesting, what does the Pasuk mean? It must be Oker Mipshut Lagamri. He talks about, it's an interesting case. What about if there was a nolad ba'ambati? You know, maybe that's a case that should be excluded about Asher Teled. Again, we're not going to quote the Chuvash HaTashbeitz, right? What happens if that's, if the person has a child through that? Is that considered Teled? Okay. But that's, not for now. Says the Gemara, Hanitan al Shivcha. Next case. So if somebody, there's a rumor that he was having a relationship with a Shivcha, finished Achro, enough of his guy, Rarizel, lo Yichnos. He can't get married. We don't allow him to get married if there were these rumors. Kiddush, what if if he had kiddushin? Is that like, we say, b'di'evad, once they're married, they get to stay married. What if he had kiddushin? So is that good enough? Do we let them, okay, fine. You could like finish the process. Kamisha kines, says the Gemara, according to our girsa, right? It's as if you did nisuin, meaning even after kiddushin, they could continue the process and stay married. Says the Gemara, amru shalolichnos, Amru Shalikos, what if they warned him? What if they warned him? Don't. They warned him after his Nishtachrochon, his Gaira, don't do it. Vikanas Mosiyamiyado. If he had warning from Bezdin, that's how the Rashba understands this. The Rashba, there's a question about the Girsa about this line, but the Rashba on Daf Chavav has that Girsa and understanding. If they warned him, then Mosiyamiyado, then you can't. We warned you not to do it. So we don't say, okay, if you did it, okay, but the Avidi can stay married. Amru Shalikos, Uvikines, Motzi in Miyado. So then we make you get divorced. That's the last Rashba in the second parak. Yerushalmi. Kidesh ain Omer Moshe Yichnos, Ella Shalo Yichnos, Kines e Motzi in Miyado. Mikanira. Shakol Shakanas Shamr Bishmo Seinu Aino Kanas Mamish. Okay, Bakulan he continues, but he has that Girsa, he quotes the Ramban, he quotes maybe another Girsa. Okay, Girish Moshe Yachzar. So we let him stay married. What if he then divorced his wife? Could he be Machzer Grushaso? What if he decided, you know, I divorce, I want back. So usually Machzer Grushaso is mutter as long as the woman didn't marry anybody else in between. But here, the only reason we allow them to stay married is that they're married, fine. But here they got divorced. So says the Gemara, yes, you are allowed to. They could get remarried. Why? Im Omer Atkein lo nimseis mosi liza al baneha. Because if you say they can't get remarried, then maybe if they had kids in the previous marriage, they will start like having questions about their status. Oh, you can't get married. They really weren't allowed to get married. They were living in sin. So because of that, motzi laz, that's why we say that they could get remarried. The Ramban writes, and what if they have no children? Then lachara, you would say they can't get remarried, right? Because the whole issue is motzi laz. So you might say that they can't get remarried. So that's what the Ramban. Others might not say that. That's not so pashut because it might not be motzi laz about this family. What if there are five? What if the neighbor also did the same thing? And we say that this one can't get married because they can't have kids. We're like, oh, only because they have kids. But already it's going to smack of laws. So it could be, again, but that's a discussion in the Rishonim. If there are no kids, do you say the Motzi Laz has to be for the specific family or in general? Good. Hanitan al Eishes Ish. So what did the Mishnah say? If there are some rumors that a man has been with a married woman, and then the married woman gets divorced, then we don't allow this man to, Rachman al-Islam, there have been cases about this throughout the history, to be with his wife. What does it mean, Nitan? What does rumors mean? What do rumors mean? So Rav Amar benitan be'edim. Rav says, Edim, not just stama rumor, unconfirmed. What does Edim mean? What about Edim? Shechayim Misa. No, Edim, they didn't give Asra, right? There's no Chiyav Misa, but the Edim know that there was a Znus. So if the Edim saw the Znus, or however much of the Znus they have to see to be considered seeing the Znus, as the Gemara discusses elsewhere. So that's where we say that they can't get remarried. Reb Yossi, they can't get married. Reb Yossi boy, in benitan be'edim, if it's with Edim, but v'hatani, would the Mishnah use the language? V'hotzi'uha mitachas yado. And Beis Din forced her to leave this husband. Ava bishakanas yotzis. That's what the Mishnah says. That even though, they were to get married, he has to divorce. But what does that sound like, dafka? What happens if there's a rumor that Reuven's doing something with this married woman? She gets divorced, she marries somebody else, then gets divorced from that man. Could she marry Reuven now? Sounds like from our Mishnah, yes. Right? Because it only says, if it's Hotzia Mitachas Yado, straight from the potential illicit relation, then, but if there was a marriage in between, it would be okay. But if it was Nitan Be'edim, then it should be Usher forever. Right? If Nitan Be'edim, feeling mitachas yadi acher yotzi. If it was Nitan Be'edim, then this is a Boel. Usher Labal, Usher Laboel. Then even if she marries somebody in between, it should be Usher. So it can't be, the Gemara says, Nitan Be'edim. Because then the diuk of the Mishnah would not be correct. Elakin on Kaimim, but Nitan Shalom Be'edim. Right? No aren't Edim here. It was just a very serious rumor. If it was Shalom Be'edim, that's why, if she marries someone in between, that kind of is Gilui Milsa, right? That, it wasn't, she would have married this Boel. You know, we don't say Mayim Genuvim Yim Taku so far that, you know, she wants to be married to somebody else that could, so she could still be in an Usser relationship. We wouldn't go that far in this case. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Hamevi gave me the Nesayam, a little break from the regular Yevamis discussions. Other cases where we have questions about who kid marries. Remember the beginning of Gittin. Somebody brings a get and says, right in front of me, as we know the Din D'Rabbanan, the aid has to say, the shliach has to say, it was written in front of me and signed in front of me, l'shma. So that shliach, lo yisez ishto, that shliach cannot marry this woman. Because maybe he's making up the whole story so he can marry this woman. So that shliach cannot marry this woman. Mace, if the person, the shliach says, a guy comes to court and says, the husband died. Haraktiv, I killed him. Right? So that's a case of, palgina dibura. We're not gonna like really believe him, mitzad that. Oh, haragnua, we killed him. Lo yisez ishto. Also, lo yisez ishto, since we're relying on his words, therefore, he can't. Even though we're gonna learn later on in the Masechta, Be'ez Hashem, that Eid Echad has a certain emunus when it comes to Eidus Isha. Right, for Aguna, Mishem Aguna, Kilabi Rabbanan, but not this one. Not the one that's saying cannot marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haraktiv lo tinasi ishto. If he says, I killed her lo tinasi ishto, Haragnuhu tinasi ishto. But if it was a we, then, he can. If it was, others are included in the declaration, and we'll see in the Gemara what the reasons are for that. Period. Hamevi gimme desayam v'omer honeth v'nech v'chulu. Mahu ne'eman. What is this going on? Mahu Ne'eman. So the rest of the Amud is a classic Yerushalmi. We're talking about a Mishnah that's not quoted here. And then we're commenting about it and we're going to relate it to our Mishnah. But there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah in Kiddushin in the third parak, where the Karban Eidi here quotes it. A man says, I accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my daughter, I don't know from who. I know which daughter. I have a daughter, Rachel. I can accept a Kiddushin. She's married. I don't remember to who. So, what's the halacha there? Kidashi is BTV any deal mikadashtiya. One guy comes and says, it was me. I gave you the money last week. He is Ne'eman. That he's the husband. So now we ask, Mahu Ne'eman. How far is he Ne'eman? What do we believe? So, Shmuel Amar, Ne'eman, Litain, Get. Shmuel says, he can't get married. But Ne'eman, Litain, Get. meaning carbon eda samchina alav shehu kitcha umuteres linasi lechaladam begedze. We assume that he's not going to make up a story if he's not getting any benefit from it. So he's believed to come and say, oh, it was me, and he can give her a get, and then she can marry whoever she wants. We're not choshesh that, oh, she's really married to somebody else. But according to Shmuel, he can't marry. He can't live with her. Right? If he's getting hana from it, so we're not going to believe him. That's Shmuel. Ne'eman litin get. Asi amar ne'eman lichnos. Asi says, no. He's believed to get married, right? Because the husband, as we're going to Chaim Pinchas here quotes from the Ran, the man saying it's me is not changing her chazaka. She's already an Eish HaZish. The father says she's an Eish HaZish. He's just clarifying to me. So that's why Asi says we believe him. It's not changing the chazaka. We're just clarifying who it was. Rav Huna Amar B'Shem Rav Nema Lichnos. Rav Yochanan Amar Nema Lichnos. Vein Lemeid Nema Nema Dabar Acher. Rav Yochanan says, yeah, he could get married, but don't learn this to another case. What's other case would not be allowed? The following. Somebody says, you know what? I sold one of my fields. I don't remember to who. And the one guy says, it was me. Lo kalimenu. He doesn't have that power. Why? Go with the story that we were just saying of the Ran. Because there the guy says, one of my fields. So he doesn't even know which field. So there, it's changing the status of the field, not only specifying to who. So is this field belonging to me or to you? So that's why you're not believed. That's Hamosim Mechavel of Araya. Afikidushin gain. Also the following case. Achas mi benos akidashti. If the father says, one of my daughters, I was makadesh to somebody, I don't know who. Veni adil mikadashti. Oba achad v'amar nikadashti. Alokal imanu. Right? That case would not work. Why? Because there, each of the daughters is only suffering mukudashas. So this man is going to say, Vadai en mi, so that's too strong. That's too strong, and he wouldn't be believed there. Okay, so we have a machlokas between Shmuel and Asi, and others, Rav Huna, and others, and Rav, about, in the case where the Mishnah says, again, the Mishnah says a Kiddushin, the father says, I married off this daughter. I don't remember to who, the guy comes, he is Ne'eman. Fine. Masnisa pliga al Rav. Says the, not just Rav, but the following, our Mishnah is against some of these Shitas. Why? Because what does our Mishnah say? What is our case? The guy comes and says, right, this get, he can't marry. But what do you mean? Why? It's a nemalichnos. Right, we said if the guy comes and says, I'm the guy, so he's married there. So why is there a difference between the case of Kiddushin, where many Amoram here just said that means he could even marry her. I'm the guy, I can marry her. And in our case, where he says, and he can't marry her. So answer, Taman, that means our Mishnah, the woman has been married for years. The Shliach comes from Medina Sayam, she's divorced, that's changing her Chazaka. Right? So there, we're not going to allow it. Bramhacha, but here, which means by the Kiddushin, where the father says, I married this girl. She's an Eish HaZish. I just don't remember which one. So lo chuzuka Eish HaZish el b'fnei edim. Right? She hasn't been married for years and years. The father's the one that tells us this chiddush. So mistama, there are two edim out there. That's all that know. So we're not worried. That's not as much of a chazaka that's being undone. Right? Says the carbon edon, the second wide line, v'lo mar inan l'chazaka. We're not ruining a previous chazaka. Shemei olam lehuchzaka shenis kashal acher. We never had such a chazaka. Good. Similarly, masnisa. Now, the second half of that Mishnah in Kiddushin. Right? What did the Mishnah Kiddushin say? Father says, I accept the Kiddushin for my daughter. I don't remember to who. The second part of that Mishnah. Two men come. And they each say, I'm the one. Ze omar nikidashiha ve ze omar nikidashtiha. So then what do you got to do in that case? They both have to give a get. Shneim nosim get. V'imratzu echad nosim get v'echad konis. And if not, so then if they want, the first could give a get and the second one can marry. Either way, it's okay. So that part is against Shmuel. Masiza b'ligal Shmuel, because what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, if the guy comes, he's not believed. He's not believed to get married. Neman li tinget. So in our case, why would the second one be allowed to get married? Ze omar anikidashtia, ze omar anikidashtia, shtein bosim gev, ebratzu, echad ozegev, echad kones, why should the second one be able to be married? Right? It's like the case of Shmuel. Shmuel says if there's only one, he can't get married. There's only one left. So why can he get married? So answer, Pater la ba'omer le'echan mishne elu ki dashti av any idea ezehu. No, maybe the Mishnah would be, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah would be talking about a case where the father says, one of these two guys. So you're already limited to one of these two guys. So if you're limited to one of these two guys, then fine. If one of them gives the get, then you know it's going to be the other guy. That's all, needed. Period. Reb Zeira, Reb Yasser, B'Shem, Reb Yochanan, Kadam Echan Mehem V'Kanas, skip that next word, Mosi and Miado. Right? If one of them, they both come and say, it's me, and one of them goes and marries, so then you can't allow them to stay married, Safek Eishes Ish. Right? Motzi and Miado. Hadadat Omar, B'Shezeh Omar, Nikidashia, V'Zeh, Omar, Nikidashia, V'Kadam Echan Mehem V'Kanas. And this is where they both say it was me, and one of them jumped the gun and married. Avalim Omar, Anikidashia, V'Kansa. What if one guy comes and says it was me? And then he marries her. And then another guy comes? So then, or they even matired, Bezdin matired her to get married. Then he wouldn't be able to undo it. The other one, right? It's too late. V'tani Kenan, that's what the Brisa says. That would not be allowed. And we'll have to talk more about these cases, Bez Hashem, in the coming days. As we're talking about the Harektiha, that's coming up, Bez Hashem, as we finish up the last Mishnah is the last Amud here of the second parak by the Shem next time. Okay, we'll stop here.